This morning I tried to look at Isaiah and share from it, and I could not. I looked at that chapter, and I read it forward and backward, and I went, okay, let's see what we've got in John. And of course, I could have started with what my husband was going to share from, but I decided I had to be different. So, 1 John 5:18-21. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. I thought that was so impactive, because we don't just serve a God. We serve a God who wants to touch us and know us, and who provides safety for us. There are a lot of religions out there, and there are a lot of people seeking, but not a lot of people finding. This week we were at home, and suddenly I got a call that demanded attention right now from one of the people in this church, because I had to see something, and I needed to see it now. And I said, oh, okay. Now, nobody can imagine who Jeannie would call and say something like that to. But she thought we needed to look at a video on the internet. And not only me, but I needed to get the girls and do it right now. So we did. And it was a story of a Muslim that was raised from the time he was very young to basically help destroy America and capitalism. And he came over here to America as he was grown. He was in the process of doing that, trying to, and he was in a terrible car accident. And the surgeon at the hospital and another man at the hospital said they were going to take care of him, and they did. And the surgeon brought him into his home, and he could not believe he was being loved and cared for by Christians, American Christians. And the whole act of this whole time, he began serving in their house, and they had friends from Israel came over. He was serving Jews. He could not believe that he would do such a thing. But God changed his life, because at one point he felt like he had so betrayed Allah that he went and he knelt, you know, and it's at the east where they, sorry, and cried out to Allah and said, you know, answer me, what have I done, what's happening? He got no answer. So he ended up calling out to God, and God answered him. And he realized that the true God was our God. And he came to a relationship with Jesus, and now it is his purpose to go and to share with Muslims the truth. So it was a very impactful story. And so reading this today, I just so saw that story come to life. Because oftentimes, as Americans, and with everything that's happened, it's easy to get caught up in our lives, and it's easy to remember to pray for Israel, but it's less easy to remember to pray for Muslims to come to know the Savior. And they're searching as hard, if not harder, than many of us oftentimes, but that they would come and know. It's God's purpose that all of us would know him. So I encourage us to do that. And I thought it was so interesting as well, because Jeannie wanted to get back in the opening again, because this morning she shared about the second half of that, and that was the eternal life part. We don't just have it now. We've got it forever. And from the time I was a young child, I understood the concept of eternity. And people don't understand that. Even there's times... you know, I'm still talking to my girls about the whole concept of Halloween and how I don't want to spend money on Halloween. Because to me, I see what the world does. And what it comes down to glorifying is not who I want to glorify and not where I want to spend my money. It's an eternal... Halloween is saying what happens after we die is... all just this fun and games, or just this, we can just mess with all of this kind of stuff, and it's okay. But the Bible says to flee that stuff. And I say, you know, we need to be thinking every day about eternity, not just about today. And I'm not saying we don't give out candy, and I'm not saying I won't let them be involved in certain things. But we do need to remember every day what we are doing and how that's affecting our eternity. And realizing that, you know, I have had the privilege of being with and knowing several friends that have gone right into Jesus' hands at death. And there's such a joy and a peace. And if you talk to nurses or you talk to people that have been with other people, if they don't know God, it is not such a wonderful experience. We have that eternity in our hearts now, and I encourage us to love one another as He has loved us.